from the Acting Director, Department of Transportation, and the Managing Director, Milwaukee County Transit System, submitting an informational report regarding transit vehicle replacement funding. At our December meeting, the committee requested a follow-up report on the state of good repair contract to support a bus replacement program in 2013, informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Graham, Mr. Jassy.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. The report that's before you is a response to the request made in the December cycle regarding the number of vehicles that have been purchased, the funding sources, and the outlook for the future vehicle replacement need. The first table, I'll just quickly point to the tables on here because I think it pretty much tells the story. The first table here is on page one is the funding sources that have been used since 2010 for replacement. The second table is the vehicles that are in service currently and the years in which they were procured and the average mileage on those vehicles. And then the third table, I think, gets to what the request was, the primary request last cycle, which is the vehicle replacement need going out into the future. And if you look at that, the last line on the buses aging beyond 12 years. 12 years is basically the federal benchmark of when you can depreciate the vehicle fully. That shows the number of vehicles that will be needed beyond what is anticipated in replacement, in the replacement schedule. So it shows that we have a continuing need for vehicle replacement out into basically the year 2018, 2019.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was the one that requested this information, and I'm very happy with the information that we received because I was, you know, we'd had in the last couple years various forms of funding, and we've done some large purchases of buses as, you know, what we spoke about in the previous question. So I find this information very helpful, and I think that our colleagues will too, so I'm going to make a motion to receive and place on file. Mr. Chairman.
We have a motion to receive for the file. Supervisor Hollis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a few quick questions for Mr. Dranzik and Mr. Grant, sir. Do we have any, does MCTS have any buses that are not in active service? I imagine you probably do not have them laying around somewhere. They're either probably in use or not in use most of the time. Is that correct?
For the most part, all buses are in use. The only time I think that we would have a vehicle that would not be in use is that it was substantially damaged in an accident, and the cost to repair was too high. And we're also looking at the fact that the bus is probably near the end of its life cycle. But for the most part, all the vehicles are in service.
That's very logical. Now, the purchases of the new buses and the existing fleet that you have, how is the some of these have been outfitted with shields, and many of them do not yet have shields. Is that correct, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, at this time, I believe we have about 25 buses with a prototype protective shield at the driver's compartment area as a result of the 2012 adopted budget. We will be looking at installing shields on all buses following for the bus procurement, and that's expected to be delivered in year 2013. So right now we have 25 shields out there. We are in the process, if you will, of working to identify and locate a shield that will be specified for future bus purchases, and we're working with the Transit Drivers Union in that regard.
So currently 25 of the buses do have shields, and you expect all will have shields by 2013 or with sometime within 2013?
The plan at this time is to have shields installed on vehicles as they are purchased. For example, in the year 2013, we only expect to receive a delivery of 26 vehicles. Mm-hmm. So it will be 26 additional shields in 2013. If we stay on the bus replacement cycle as was laid out in this report. For example, in the year 2014, we would anticipate delivery of 35 additional buses, which would also include the shields.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman. Is it possible to retrofit the existing fleet so it can use the shields, so those buses can use the shields? Is it possible to get shields for the existing fleet? You said they're getting the shields as they are brought in new. But can we get shields separately and retrofit them to be used in the fleet, say on the old 4300s?
We will be taking a look at that, Supervisor. A second part of that budget directive was to seek out funding that would allow us to outfit the existing fleet with shields as well.
And do you have any timeline for that exploration?
I do not have a timeline at this point, but it's something that our maintenance department is looking at. As a matter of fact, I believe we have a meeting scheduled next week with the Transit Drivers Union to discuss this subject.
Okay. And if I may, Mr. Chairman, the question of fare boxes is often with us.
We will begin to that of the fare boxes.
Okay.
That's on this agenda.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Supervisor Washington.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed in 2010 we have 100% federal funding. That's the stimulus funding, correct?
Yes, it is.
Right. Well, I just wanted to make sure I had my acronym right. The ARRA funding, you know, more commonly known as the stimulus funding, for all those who claim that Milwaukee County never got any benefit from the stimulus funding. Here's a prime example where we have 45 buses that were purchased 100% by the federal government. So that's a significant impact on our local budget and infrastructure. Do we still keep the decal on them for those buses that were purchased, so the public knows what that their federal dollars went for?
Yes, the decals are continuing to be on those buses.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Thomas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You put out a bid for the shields, for new shields. Have you done that already?
Not at this time.
You will be putting that out?
I anticipate that we will be incorporating a specification within or requiring within our bus specification for a shield. The initial step is to, for our maintenance staff, at the direction of our deputy director, Mr. Jewell, to meet with the union and identify a shield that we think will work best for drivers and on the buses. Once we've identified an accessible shield, then we will incorporate that in the bus specification.
So ATU 998 will be involved in that process prior to going out to bid. They'll have, I guess, input on what types of shields they'd like to see on the buses, the design, whatever, I guess, other features are required of them.
Yeah, that's correct. And Mr. Juno is here. My understanding is we have a meeting scheduled next week. Is that correct?
Yes, Monday.
Monday. Okay. Are there representatives from ATU 998 that may want to?
That's true. We've got a meeting set for Monday.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Real quick, on the the total bought up to this year have been or purchased, not including 2012, have been 125, as you said. I thought I understood that correctly, and we currently have them all in the fleet. Are those all, because I get this question commonly, are they the ultra-low sulfur diesel, or are we just calling that clean fuel now? What are they in regards to, I know they're running cleaner and quieter, is what I'm hearing, so I just wanted to know, what would you refer to that?
They are commonly referred to as clean diesel vehicles, meaning that the particulate in sulfur levels, emission levels in most buses are in compliance with the Environmental Protection Agency engine standards for year 2010.
Okay.
So the vehicles are running really clean with very, very little emissions, which is certainly helpful for our Ozone and our Garden.
And as we continue to purchase up through 2014, unless there's major changes in the industry, they'll be very similar to the ones that we've, the 125 we've purchased so far. I mean, we're continuing with that same vendor. Or at least this, I mean, maybe 2014 is a bit far out, but at least the next year or two.
All equipment manufacturers will be required to meet those EPA standards.
No, sir, not just, I'm not talking about just EPA, I just mean the actual model of the bus. The new bus is 125. That similar style is what we're going to continue to purchase.
I would anticipate that we would, supervisor, but I want to be clear because we go out for competitive bidding.
Okay.
I don't know who the bus manufacturer would be or who would be the successful bidder. But we would anticipate that our spec is going to change relatively a little.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Thomas.
Just for clarity, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Grant, you indicated that you have a meeting with ATU 998 on Monday.
Right.
Now, will they have input into the decision, or is this just a meeting where you're going to brief them on what you're going to do?
The purpose is to have input into the decision.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? Supervisor Hall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Grant, how active has ATU been in the SHIELDS selection process up to this point?
We, prior to the budget directive to seek SHIELDS on all buses, we actually had a committee form that included at ATU to explore prototypes on the protective shields with the input of ATU and our staff. We actually came up with two designs during that process. The second design is currently on the buses, so I would say that we've made an earnest effort to involve the union as much as possible.
Okay. Well, thank you for the involvement to whatever extent that was, and please do continue an active dialogue with them so that they have to use these. They will use and hopefully benefit from these every day that they're in. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions? If not, we have a motion to receive and place on file. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon?
Aye.
Wachowski?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Thomas?
Aye.
Harris?
Aye.
Haas?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
Madam Clerk,